Hi, I'm Richard Fish. This is the Making It in Movie Making podcast. And today, my special guest is...
Me! Michael Meander. Yeah,
Michael Meander. Cool, man. Yeah. Right, so, like I say, my idea is it's making it in movie making, and it's basically anyone who is anyway, even tangentially related to, like, filmmaking, because my first I know I'll get all these people who are like writers, directors, but then it's like that's not what filmmaking is. And I feel like most of the people on this kind of micro level are doing a bit of everything anyway. And but like my idea is, okay, let's get some actors, get some photographers, get some, you know, composers, editors, etc. So yeah, tell me what your interest in that sort of world is.
For me it's the acting, being an actor for a few years. It's been an interesting journey. Being able to do theater, being able to do like some films, and hopefully be able to it's one of those things where I've also been able to try and dabble with writing as well. So especially now where everyone's like got nothing to do, so everyone's writing. But I've been doing that for a bit, but mostly I've been able to act, so that's been the big thing for me. I don't know why. I want to say properly since like 2012, like proper. Well, that's the start, and then I've been able to do it more since, of course.
So like, where did you kind of start with it? Like, how old were you? Did you train somewhere, or did you like act and then train, or like what was your kind of like journey to, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to ask is like, when did you first think, oh, I want to be an actor, and then what did you do about it?
I wanted to be an actor for it was always one of those things where I was like, I want to do this, but I'm way too shy for this. I don't know the idea of putting yourself out there, and almost the potential of trying to humiliating yourself was a bit like, nah, not for me. So I didn't actually end up doing it to maybe like 19, like around 1920. Like I was, you know, it was pretty far along where I actually properly like decided, nah, I'm gonna do this. But I'd always had that interest since I was young, and I had to overcome a lot of just general stage fright, shyness to, in order to be able to get there. And that took like throughout my teens in order to be able to get to that point. So it was only then doing a play, and it was like a modern version of Macbeth in Nottingham, and there were auditions for it. And I was at a breaking point of just like, you know what, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna audition for something. And I ended up auditioning for that, and then I ended up being able to play Macduff in this modern version of Macbeth. So I ended up doing that, and then from there I was like, all right, I'm gonna do this. So that was the beginning, pretty much.
Was that open audition? Was that like anyone could go, or did you have to have like some sort of acting?
It was for a young actors company. It was like, I think, I can't remember what the age it was, but it was like people who were like 16, I think around 16, and then upwards, and maybe somewhere 30, I think, maybe somewhere like that. But it was just like it was a young actors company at the New Art Exchange. I think they have a different version of that now, but it was basically there. That's where it was, and it was they were doing like open casting for people who were like around that age, so like teenager to like in your 20s. So they were looking for anyone to kind of audition. They first had you just pick a monologue, any monologue, and just kind of do like a 2-minute monologue. And then they wanted you to then read for, I think, one of the monologues from Macbeth. So I ended up doing like, I guess two things. I ended up doing the monologue that I chose, and then one of a little bit of a monologue from Macbeth.
And like, where are you kind of at now, so we can see like what's the like thing that you're proudest of that you've done so far? Like, when was that, and like, what's kind of on the horizon?
The thing I'm most proud of, boy, that's
a hard, you can give a few, you know, if you're thinking, who am I going to offend, just like reel off a few, it's fine.
Oh no, it's like, yeah, it's it's an interesting one. Like, the one of the, you know, the one that I feel like gets mentioned every now and again is this short film called The Worst Planet on Earth. For whatever reason, it was like a comedy by the Joe and Lloyd Stas. Well, there's, I think, longer named Staskovitz, but like they called it the Stas Bros. They've also got like the company Holomax. And for whatever reason, I'm dressed, it's like a comedy where I'm like a wizard in like a blue outfit. And and it's kind of like, it was a fun thing to do. And I love those people. Those are directors that I think they're going places for sure. But yeah, I wish they got way more credit than they get for what they do. They create these really, you know, just like, you know, you've hard to categorize type of films. And ended up doing that. And that was the thing that, of all the things, that's the one my agent mentioned as like, I really like that. You should do more comedies. And I was like, okay, well, sure, but it's not something I really thought about. But that was the one thing that I guess I'd be the most proud of, because it was like the one that people would mention the most for the fact that I ended up doing something like that. So
when was that?
When it came, we did that, I think, 2019, and then it came out in 20, and then it came out this year. So
this is still like recent, yeah. Where was that? Yeah. Where was that done? Like, where did they make that?
Oh, so it was a bit. I want to say it's the Peak District, some of it, and then also some places in the outskirts of like Mansfield, around Mansfield actually, and so it's different places, but where I ended up shooting like around these really cool places, like in the countryside, in some places in the forest, and it was really cool. It was really cool to film. It was really cool to film, and there was a lot of running in like these not exactly the best shoes, and I remember almost I did slip at one point near a hill, which was, it didn't hurt, but it was like one of those things where it's just funny. It's funny to think about. But we shot some really cool places. If you see it, like there's some really good places around that area that was like really cool to shoot.
Is there somewhere we can see it, or is it still sort of like festivals?
It's on Vimeo. It's on Vimeo. You can check out, I think the channel is, I think it's Holomax. So H-O-L-O and then Max, M-A-X. I believe that's the case. And so you can check their channel, and they have all their short films, which I've done some other short films that they did. But yeah, it'll be on there.
Yeah, if you want to like send me links when we're done, and then once I work out how to do show notes, I'll like add all that so that people can kind of click through any other stuff. Actually, while we're on it, is there other stuff you want to promote? Like, I mean, do you do like the Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff for yourself, or?
Twitter's Mike_Muyunda, so it's M-U-Y-U-N-D-A, so that's me on Twitter, and then Michael Muyunda on Instagram, that's the same spelling, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-M-U-Y-U-N-D-A, so yes.
So are you still in Nottingham now? Because it seems like, from what I've seen, like you've been kind of in different places doing different...
Doing different things, but yeah, I still live around Nottingham, so... I think it's grown over the years in terms of what the types of films that are getting made. It's very different, I think, than how I got into trying to do films, because again, from doing theater and then trying to find films to do, I was someone who kind of just wanted to find as much as I could, to the point where we met on a film.
I've never seen that. I honestly don't know what that film was. So basically we met and we were both extras, and then we got talking, and it's like, we're both kind of acting and writing and doing this thing. And then I remember we had a giant conversation about James Bond, which is always good.
I was like, I was like, I remember thinking, oh wow, he knows James Bond way more than I expected.
Like, I know. I was like, if you want the James Bond channels, I know them. I can hook you up.
I was like, wow, no, he's got like this. You know, I would be very casual in terms of the films that I've watched. I've watched most of them, but I mean, I was like, I'd be like, yeah, and you know, I can casually talk about it, but you like really go in it when I was just like, oh wow, I need to talk to him about this because he knows this stuff really.
Yeah, it might be like a borderline obsession. I'll put that aside for a second. But talking about acting, with all this talk of a black James Bond, would you go for it? Like, if they opened it up, would you be like, yeah, no, why not? Would you go for it if you were in that, like, if you had that chance to do it?
Sure, but I don't think I could. I'll be like, nah. I'll take myself out of the equation. I'd be like, nah, you're not looking for me.
I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. Just let Daniel Craig.
Yeah, I'll just call Chris. Like, nah. Yeah, you know, no. Like, but it's an interesting thing actually. Like the idea of Black James Bond in general. I think people talked about Idris Elba for a while. Some people think he might. If you're trying to look like for someone who's they would want to find someone a little bit younger. So yeah. I think that's the only thing that goes against Idris Elba. But he has the charm. He has the charisma, I think. But yeah, it's not completely necessary. But it'd be interesting one day to see it. But in terms of me doing it, I'm good.
So like what are your like favorite films, like what are the films that like speak to you the most? Like, I mean, if you can give me like the arty, this is an important life film, or you can go, I just think Transformers Dark Side of the Moon is where it's at. I mean, I don't mind which angle you want to like.
Interesting. Transformers, yeah. Oh no. So I think I'll say this in terms of watching films where I took it a lot more seriously was probably watching the Godfather films, all of them. Like I can't remember what anniversary box set it was. I can't remember which particular box set it was, but it was an anniversary box set where my dad got it was like the Godfather Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, and like a Beans DVD, and it was all in one. And so I watched that. And you know, you start. I was able to think more as a whole about what it, you know, what making a film is like in terms of, and having to think about, oh wow, the cinematography. Well, I was never talking like that before. Like I watched Godfather, you know. So I'd watch those films and I'm like, wow, John Cazale's so good, and Al Pacino. I'd liked before, but especially then seeing a younger. But I think this is the first time I'd ever seen like a really younger version of him. I remember thinking like, that's Robert De Niro in Godfather Part 2? That's what? Like, I remember there was a lot of things where I was able, it almost felt like I was really learning quote unquote real film is in terms of thinking about it on different levels. Like the sound, the score, you know, the acting, all that kind of stuff made me kind of think differently about films. So I love those films, and those are like I would consider my favorite films. And then Pulp Fiction is a big one. Quentin Tarantino, almost everything that he does, I love almost everything. Like, he's one of the best directors, one of the best writers. I also that's also something in terms of writing. I thought of writing differently. I really paid attention to kind of how someone was coming in at the dialogue, and just you know being able to appreciate that the most. So. Yes, like yeah, that would be like the few. I'll give you that. That's the one. Those are things I'll stop at there when it comes to the films that I like.
So you're talking about all this, like thinking about more of the other things in filmmaking. You mentioned, or you have mentioned before, that you've been doing some writing. So have you written anything that's either for the stage or for film that's like that you've got to produce, or is it still kind of you're writing things, not sure what you're doing with it, or?
Oh no, it's still like I need to actually get these things made. Like for sure. For sure. Like it's because I would say this, like because I thought acting, like putting yourself out there as an actor, no way. As a young person, I was like, no way. But I did think of the idea of like wanting to be in film somehow, and writing was the one thing I thought maybe I could do that. And so I would write like my own stories, or you do that thing where you watch films and then you start to, and you want to write the sequel to that film.
Yeah.
Like, there would be like, you know, like, I think that's almost everyone's always thought about that or done that, where it's like, you know, I would write this than if they did another of those types of films. So I'd as like a really young, would do that. So, and then I would write my own stories. I want to do original stuff. So there, in the recent stuff, there are things that I would hope to make that, I won't talk about, but I would. I'm hoping to get those things actually made properly.
So, what is your kind of main focus now? Are you more theatre, more film, or is there anything else you're doing as well? Like, I mean, are you kind of, I guess, are you just kind of making it purely through acting, or do you have to do other things on the side, or like, what's your kind of like your routine, your lifestyle? I mean, I guess COVID's kind of messed with things a bit, but putting that aside for a second, like, what were you doing up to the point? How was your lifestyle before COVID hit? And then we can get into afterwards.
Yeah, so it was funny because I was supposed to do like some, I was supposed to do some theater before COVID happened. So I was going to be doing that, going to schools and you're going to be doing these different plays. I was going to be doing one of them in London, and another one was going to do probably two shows maybe in Manchester. So I was supposed to do that, and then COVID happened and that cancelled everything. And then there's now the discussions of how to do we film stuff? Do we have to wait? You know, because especially with the theatre, they're looking at next year. It's like it's not even something that they can even really consider doing right now. It's devastating. I think the theatre industry doing trying to do plays. So everyone's looking at possibly next year. So I don't have an answer to how that can move forward. But I was doing that, and I was also just doing a short film with, in fact, the same guy where we met at the short, the film where we were extra.
You're gonna have to tell it, because I don't even know what that film is. It was just like one of those things where I did it, and then I was like, oh, what was that? And I've never seen it. Is it good? Like,
I think it's yet to even come out. I don't think it's even that's is. Yeah, I don't think it's that's still not even properly even finished. I don't think.
Maybe that's why. Did you say Nick Archer is the guy?
Nick Archer. So he's right. A really cool dude.
So tell me about the one that you're doing, or we're doing.
We're doing. So yeah, it's called Stairwell, and it's basically I'm part of it in a way that I can't properly say, but it's going, the whole, most of the film is within a stairwell, basically within a building. And so it's like you meet these different characters as you're kind of going up and down like this stairwell, like this, so to speak. That's probably as much as I can say.
But the producer in me is thinking, oh, that sounds nice and filmable.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So it was one of the, they almost finished it. And yeah, then I think then basically COVID happened. And so it's like, well, we're going to have to wait because, you know, you need permission for all these different things of type, have to go back into a building and shoot certain things. So yeah, I had a small role in that, and then that's, I have to wait for that, see if we can go back and do something, finish it off basically. So that was before, and then after, we'll hopefully, there's a film called Repeat that I'm hopefully going to be able to do a role in soon, well, in a few months. Directed by Richard Miller, who's also part of Body in the Box Productions. They do some really cool films. Hopefully, I get to do that in a few months, and so we'll see. But that's at least something to look forward to. But yeah, this whole thing, man, it stalled a lot of things because I was supposed to shoot that in June.
Yeah,
and of course, everything happened the way it happened.
Well, yeah, I know for myself, it's like it's trying to do things, and then COVID happened, and now it's like, can we start, can we not start, and some people are shielding, and different parts of the country are doing this. I mean it's the world, isn't it? We don't know. And I guess the thing you were saying about going into schools don't know what's happening either. I mean, they're opening, but
It's I think it's definitely holds. I think again for them, it's like you have so many people that you have to put into a hall or to a, like you have people in close proximity. How you gonna space that out? How you gonna talk? Doing a performance where you're trying to project. That's also like, well, you could from that is that's also a danger. Speaking out, like I'm not wearing a mask or anything. I'm having to just properly speak. Like, it's like, no, they're having to work all that out. It's been a bit hard to kind of figure out. I think for a lot of companies, a lot of people, basically.
Yeah, and also with acting, I guess, you're basically shouting, which is virus, virus, virus.
Yeah. And it's just like, no, we can't stop. it's a weird one, but yeah, we'll see what happens. I think. Hopefully.
How do you go about finding jobs? Like, I mean, you say you've got an agent. How long's that been the case? Like, do they look for you, or do you find you're just as active yourself, or like, what's kind of your approach? Do people just like find you on Spotlight or what? Like, how do you normally get the stuff that you're getting? Like, what's your kind of, how do you seek work?
Yeah, it's a combination of things, because I've been lucky where there's certain people who have been able to contact me to say, they saw me do this. We really want you to be a part of this thing, or we want you to audition. Or, especially when you put yourself out on social media, people can kind of go, I have my show reel on the top part of my Twitter, and people can be like, yeah, I saw your show reel, like that show reel, or whatever it is, or I really liked you in that bit, in that thing. So you can kind of go, so from there, you get to know a whole lot more directors and a lot more people who can basically give you work, so I think the big thing, at least for me, that I've learned from other people and learned from myself, is that you sitting back and watch and waiting for your agent to give you work, it's just you're gonna be waiting a long time for that in order to be able to have that happen. Sometimes you have to be proactive, and you have to be the one that's trying to find opportunities, trying to make opportunities, and your agent is you can ask your agent for certain, if they want to put you up for certain things, if that's necessary, if they're not on it already. But it's a combination of agent helps you get stuff. I have to go and put myself out there and to other people, and then you hope. You just hope that it works out.
Do you think that there's enough going on in Nottingham, or do you kind of think like, I should be like looking at London and Manchester and like seeing what's going on in these other places? Or, because I know there is a community in Nottingham, but how do you feel it kind of relates? I mean, what's your experience on that?
Let's see. I'm like, okay, it's the opportunities. I would say, as much as I think I've been lucky. There, I get things here and there, but there aren't as many opportunities, of course, in comparison to London. And so for me, I've had to look elsewhere to find work wherever I can get it, basically. But there is a focus on actually being able to get London work, because that's just the most work that you can get, basically. And in Nottingham, it's there, it's here and there. And I would say it can be very difficult, especially even if you do have films that where that are happening, before you know it, it's already cast. You know about it because they found the people, and we're gonna be making a film. You're just like,
no one told me I could have gone for that.
You kind of go like, I guess that was the opportunity that isn't there anymore. So that happens quite a bit. I think people kind of cast who they know, or people that they just go out and just look for people, and then they just pick those rather than pulling out a call. It doesn't happen. It happens here and there. But yes, it can be difficult at times, you know, especially I would say if you're looking for paid work. Like if you're looking for paid work, it's not that. Yeah, it's you're probably not going to find that many if at all kind of roles kind of where you can get properly paid. If you want to get that, you can look at London for that. But yeah, Nottingham it's a very, you know.
Is it more kind of indie in Nottingham then, would you say?
Yeah, I would say so. I think so short films here and short film mostly you're mostly gonna get short films. If you want to do theatre, you can also try and do that. I think that's an option for people. But feature films is rare. You're not gonna get that. I mean, that's like that rarely feature films get made in Nottingham. So it's mostly gonna be short films that you're looking at, pretty much. And then, again, it's not gonna be for them.
Have you tried the London thing, like going down there to like see what you can get and like try and. I don't know. I don't know that much about theatre. Like, get on the stage and like.
Yeah. I've auditioned there, here and there. It's interesting with London because I think a lot of casting directors, I guess because of budget as well, they're forced to kind of look to. Only look for people who are based in London, so they're not trying to, you know, it's because just of convenience of like,
yeah, because even if it's unpaid, you know, you've got to, it's expenses and all that stuff, so it's,
yeah, exactly. So I mean, yeah. And it's just, I guess, reliability. I don't know. It's one of those things, or even just authenticity. They might think that, well, you know, this person knows London, so this is what it is. And I guess maybe for some people, but. Yeah, so sometimes it is like I'm lucky that there are people where I can stay there if I want to, like but yeah, most of the time, yeah, it's been one of those things where even just from you need to be London based, it's kind of like you kind of either I've got to lie and say that I'm London based too, or I can say yeah, I live with someone, or I can live with someone for the period of time, or yeah, just you hope that they don't look at Nottingham on the thing.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, nah. Next, you know.
But I know, like,
yeah, I've auditioned. Yeah.
But I know, like, a couple of the profiles. I can't remember. I think it's like eTalento or something. It has like, where do you live and like, where do you have bases? Which I think is quite clever because it's like you're saying, you know, yeah. Like most people, you know, if you know somebody who lives in a place, they'll be like, yeah, fine, you can crash at mine while you're doing that run for a week or whatever it is, and it's like. What, yeah. that should be just as legitimate, because obviously, like, when you're trying to make it work, it's not as easy to go, yeah, I can come and pay a couple of grand to live here and then maybe not even earn it back during the show.
Yeah, it's a bit complicated, for sure. Yeah.
So, but, like, yeah. You were saying when you first started acting, you were kind of, like, shy about it. So have you completely thrown that off now? Is it, like, the first time you went on the stage, you're just like, oh, I'm good with this? Or is that, like, I mean, do you still get nervous? Do you still get stage fright? Or are you just kind of like completely cool with it now?
Weirdly enough, it's gone way better. I think it took a while. It took a bit, like, but because every night, you know, because sometimes even auditions, when you're having to, you know, do a last minute audition or something, it can be a bit like, nerves can be a bit. Oh yeah, I'm gonna. I can always feel it, but weirdly enough, like, yeah, I've kind of gotten rid of most of it. Every now and again, maybe there's a little bit of like, ooh, I don't know about this, but for the most part, like, I do, I'm a lot more relaxed than I've ever been. I would say when it comes to doing stage stuff, when it comes to doing film stuff, and. Yeah, I think, and that's one of the key things, I think, with acting, is you have to be relaxed, and then kind of, that's kind of one of the big things you have to learn, that I think they teach you, and they'll teach people in acting school that, in terms of being able to be relaxed, all that kind of stuff. It's very key, I think, to actually try to then do the performance that you need to do, like, whether it's on stage or the screen.
What would be your kind of ideal position? Like, do you want to be like famous, or do you want to be like just working on the stage consistently, or like what's kind of like your, if you could just wake up and have your perfect balance in like acting, where would that be?
I do not want to be famous.
I think it's funny how many actors say that, because it's like you think of people who are actors being like, oh yeah, I want to be famous. So like talk me through it then, like where do you think would be like a good place to be? Are you there already? Like what's like
because before, definitely, like the idea of being famous, like, why would I end up to get torn to pieces based on like a performance? Like there's people where like they give really good performances and they can be in okay films, but they get slammed like they were in the worst film because it's not to the high standard or to the fame that they're expected to give this amazing performance. So I like to have that. I'll be like, that would be like, I don't want to have that constantly. And I wouldn't be good with that. But however, there is a thing where you want to, by the right people, be known so that you can then get more work. I think that's a thing that is the reason why people try and chase, I need to be famous, mostly in my opinion, because, you know, that enables all of a sudden for you to be like, you're just picked to get roles because, hey, they were in this popular film that we liked.
Yeah.
And even to the point where they're not great, but hey, they're famous. And so they get the opportunities. And so I get it to a certain extent of why people do it, because when you're not a name, it is really hard to try and get in anywhere, most for the truth be told. But yeah, for me, I'd rather just like, okay, let me be known by the right people so that I can then get work. I don't need to be famous in the sense that people need to see me on the poster and I need to have my name on this thing and be like, that's not why I do it, it's not an interest to me. I wish I could be able to get more opportunities in certain films and certain and get bigger roles. That's a focus for me. And so like, yeah, being able to just have bigger roles is something that I've been trying to work towards, so that I can.
Is this like universally? So this is like theater, like shorts. And,
yeah. We'll see what happens. Theater.
Well, like, well, when you know, once the theater reemerges from the ashes.
Yeah. Once things can come back. Yeah, I want to do like, yeah, just more theater. I'd want to theatre and film and TV are the three things that I definitely want to up everything with in terms of trying to get.
Do you not have like a preference between theatre and film? Because I know some actors do, and because it is a little bit different in the way that it's, or do you just want to act and you don't mind whether it's on stage or like on a film or TV thing? Is it like, what is it that you get out of acting? Like, is it being the character or is it just like being around people doing it? Like my question was it wasn't particularly well worded. I suppose what I'm trying to say is like, do you have a difference in the experience you get on stage and film? Like, do you have a preference or do you just like it for what it is, like for the acting? Like, do you not really mind what medium?
They are definitely different. Theater, like for instance, like doing something on stage and then something on screen, doing like theater or film, it is a difference in the way, like with theater, that you are hoping it at times for the reaction that could come from what you're doing. So you are feeding off the audience a whole lot more than with film. If someone all of a sudden like decides to laugh during your filming, they've ruined the tape.
Right.
So you can't have that. You can't have that connection necessarily. You know, you have to have the connection with the person, or if or if it's not anyone, just whatever it is you're supposed to be communicating, you're doing it, that it's strictly that. Whereas with theater, yeah, you are, there is that connection with the audience, that there is a certain electricity about.
So it's like the immediacy, you're kind of like feeding off the audience.
Yeah, like it is amazing how what you can do with just the adrenaline pumping, and you just being able to then go through a whole act or a scene, wherever, that you're surprised what you will end up doing and what is an automatic reaction when you're doing theater. That is a really thrilling thing to feel. Sometimes it can be scary when you don't have that feeling. You're just like, everything's dead. That's not a great feeling. But a lot of the time when you do feel like everything's firing on all cylinders, it's one of the best feelings. And then, yeah, but with film, sometimes you have that feeling, but then you're still kind of like looking at the director like, did we?
Yeah.
Was that good? like you're kind of going, And so sometimes you don't always know specifically, or sometimes you might feel it and it's like, yeah, we're doing that again for whatever reason. And so it's different. Like film, I feel like you can be more real, you can be more, you know, grounded with what you're doing. Theater, I think, is more about expression with everything, almost everything that you're doing.
What do you mean by more real? With a film,
yeah, I could be talking, really kind of, you can't be quiet on a stage,
yep,
really at all. You can talk how you normally talk to certain people, and it can be in that sense it's being more real. You know, I'm not having to think about projecting my voice to the back of the room for the most part in the film, unless that's what I'm supposed to do. But
I know what you're saying. I was just trying to hear your
yeah,
your kind of take on it.
No. So, yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, I think the other thing with film is you can manipulate what has happened. You know, the you can take the same performance and make two things out of it in the edit. Like it's,
yeah,
and
yeah,
but so what you're saying about smaller movements, I mean, obviously you've got things like close-ups and just, you can see expressions better. I mean, in theater, even if you're sitting right at the front, you can't really see the person's face the way that you can in a film. So there's, yeah, kind of little kind of micro, I mean, I'm biased obviously because I'm interested in film, but like I find theater,
yeah,
as interesting as an art. And I think it's interesting now with lockdown, there's a lot of kind of filmed theatre out there, and that's really, yeah, curious, because you're getting to see stage productions from angles that you wouldn't normally, and you're seeing edited theatre, and it's,
yeah,
yeah, it's different.
that's gonna be interesting to see, because they might try, I don't know if it'll be the case, but I think they might try and do that more often because of the idea that because it's still being figured out how to bring an audience to see the production, they might think of just wanting to film the stuff instead. I don't know if that will get done more often. I think I think the National Theatre, the fact the shows that they brought back to be seen, that they filmed, you know, years ago, that's really popular to do. So they might want to up that with doing more of that, maybe. So it's, yeah, theater's an interesting place with the idea of filming things. Hamilton became really popular now it was already popular, but
I mean, yeah, I hadn't seen it, and now I've watched it twice thanks to Disney Plus.
Right. So that might be an interesting thing that they want to do, you know. And I know that they through Zoom they've wanted to like do conferences. I don't know how good that would be necessarily, but they're trying something, you know.
And have you managed any of this like Zoom acting and self-tape web series and all these things going on? Have you managed any of that stuff, or is that not something you got involved with since the lockdown?
Yeah. I've got it. It was Yeah, it's I'll shout her out, Alison Harris. She did a really cool thing in the idea that she wanted to do something where we essentially adapted. She adapted like a Talk in the Park, which is a short play, where we basically had to film our bits, and then she would kind of edit together to kind of make the whole play. So we would be pretending to talk to someone, and then you know kind of like have it like that.
This is lots of kind of self tape that's going to be edited into interacting in a play. Is that?
That's what it ended up being. So I ended up filming stuff outside, and that was really interesting to try and do. I don't know how many takes I ended up doing. I did so many, like just trying to get it through, because then you would have all of a sudden a noise would happen, and all of a sudden something else would happen, and all of a sudden the camera wouldn't work, or whatever it is. Or I'll just flip the lines.
And I guess that she's kind of trusting each of the actors to be diligent about that stuff as well.
Because
you're kind of self-directing, I suppose. Is that like?
Well, yeah. It was one of those where, I'd say I might film it, and then she would see what I did, and maybe you could do more of this, maybe it should be more like that, and so you go back. I'll go back and do it again.
Oh wow.
It's very interesting to try and do it like that, but it was a cool thing to do. It's cool that she was able to get actors to do that. But yeah, it was cool. Anyway, it turned out really well. I think it turned out really well.
Is that available for Wee Mortals to go online and watch, or is it still kind of guarded?
I'm gonna have to look at this. I think it's still on YouTube. So I mean,
send it over, and if I can, like, once I've worked out what I'm doing with this as a podcast, if I can link it somewhere, I will do.
There was a lot of things like that, actually, you know, with doing bits here and there with things like that, where it's like, let's just film something, let's just try and do some, like, even like doing a monologue, like we'll just do that. Let's just film ourselves doing monologues, and you know, just even just to kind of get ourselves kind of going with just, you know, not being too stagnant, like just keep working on our craft. I did that as much as I could during this whole time, especially when lockdown was really kind of like, no, seriously, you can't leave your house.
Let's get into some of the heavy ones then.
The real questions.
Yeah. So how long you say you've been doing this since you were kind of first went for that first thing to like where you are now? How many years has that been?
Probably 8 years. So probably, yeah, probably 8 years. That's since I did, I first started doing theater. So yeah, so that was like 2012. So like, yeah, eight years.
So is there something that you've kind of learned in that time that you could, that you think you could teach someone there, who's like, if some 19-year-old came to you and said, oh, I'm thinking of acting, like, what advice can you give me? Like, is there something that, do you know what I mean? Like some advice you could pass down, or maybe, or is there just something that you've got better at that you couldn't do then? Maybe you couldn't teach it, but you're like, no, I'm definitely better at it. Like,
because it's what you know what's funny about the question is that sometimes I always feel like, oh, it depends where you're at, like with your own specific lane, because it's different for so many different people, like in terms of what they specifically need to overcome in order to make, you know, in order to make a career. Like I've always felt like I'm someone who just wants to learn. So to be on set was a big thing for me. Like even if it was about being an extra, it wasn't like something where I'm like, oh, I'm being an extra. It's like, no, I'm here to learn. Like how does this work? How does it work to be on set?
Yeah,
and
completely agree.
And I started that way. So it was about like, if you feel like, but I've been, you know, doing theater, like I've done bigger roles. That's just not, you know, for me, like I, to a certain point, I can understand if you've been years down the line where you think that, I get it. just starting out, it's like, yeah, you know, don't to that, like, really be out there to kind of start small and then build up from there. Like, if you can get the extra, then do that. If you can then work on then getting that one line in a film or a TV show, whatever it is, then do that. Don't feel like you have to straight away be starring in this big film and think that's how I'm supposed to then make it within a year. Like, a lot of times that's very unrealistic to try and think that you're going to get that. There's a lot of failure. There's a lot of just, you're not always going to get it. There's times where you're not going to be great, like in auditions. There's just a lot of that. And you just have to be able to work through that and understand this is just, it's a process. It's a journey. You don't feel like you need to rush everything at once. If you need to start small, by all means, just focus and learn and then keep getting better. So yeah, just the idea, I think, in my opinion, thinking that I need to straight away be doing this big thing was something I learned very quickly. Like, no. humble yourself, be able to start small, and then you'll eventually get the opportunities, and put yourself out there. Goodness gracious, put yourself out there when it comes to trying to like get roles. In a calm way, not too much, not too harassy.
Not like knocking on people's doors after they sit down, just like, come on.
Yeah. But within that, it's different for many people. People might think like they want to make their own stuff. And if you have the means, you can do that. If it means doing showcases, doing theater, again, that all, there's different things that you can do, but ultimately just be able to do your research and like just work as hard as you can. Like, I think, because you never know who's watching, where people can appreciate, like, wow, you do a lot of work.
Yeah. And I think there is like a lot of kind of, as soon as, like just making connections, and then like, you'll find that kind of leads to other things. And it is like, there's definitely like a community to this. So just like you're saying, like putting yourself out there, like someone might notice you when you haven't even noticed that. Like, someone will remember you back for another thing. Like,
yes, because I honestly, some of the people I've met, like over the years, it was very random. It was very random how they even knew that I existed. Like again, Joe and Lloyd Stass, I never met them, and they just, I can't remember where. I think it must have been on, must somewhere. I think it might have been Twitter. It might have been on Twitter. They just out of the blue were just like, yeah, we're wondering about this film that we might be working on. And that was, that was, I think, 4 years ago. And so I've known them since, where I've done like other short films with them. And so, but that came from just a random message. There's plenty of people like that where it's just you happen to be in a certain film, and then they kind of can watch you. I've also, you go to some of these events where they've also had other directors out there, and you just meet them, and you happen to meet them, and then you swap details, and then some get back. So you never know. Sometimes you never know with this type of stuff how much you putting yourself out there can actually, where that goes.
In terms of craft, like, or even I guess promotion, or whatever the blanket term for this is, like, so you say you've got all these things, but you're still looking for these kind of bigger parts. So is there anything that you feel that you're not that great at that you need to develop, either like an acting thing or a promotion thing, or like, is there something where you think, I wish I was better at this thing, like this thing would help me?
I feel like I've
asked a question, it's like I'm just gonna deflate him, sorry.
no, trust me, because I was gonna say that, man, I feel like every film, almost every film I've done, I've been like, I could have done something. There's always something for me. I'm that type of person where I'm just like I could have, I'm always wanting to improve on things. I always feel like, there's always something that just felt false. There's something that just didn't quite quite work. I think I know I'll say two things, and it's to do with theatre, and then the other one is for film. Theatre was definitely a lot of the time I was projecting my voice and being clear with like what I'm saying, because for whatever reason I'd mumble my words, and the same thing with film actually, I'd mumble my words, but and then also like I'd be too quiet. The one time when I was in film, I think I was like, yeah, can you speak up a little bit? Speak up a little bit. But then even like theatre especially was like, oh no, we need to, you need to project more. So I remember having to learn that, having to get told that again and again. And so for different things. So I remember voice-wise, especially, I felt like I needed to improve a lot with almost every role, I've had to speak better, basically.
Let's say the good stuff then. So, okay, you're saying this, you know, really getting in there, being reflective, saying like, oh, I've done this, but like, honestly, like, what's the feedback you've got? Because that's where you kind of think, oh, and I know you don't like saying like, oh, I'm brilliant at this, I'm brilliant at that, but like, what are the roles that, like, you've already mentioned one already where people are like, oh, I thought you were great in this thing, like.
What have I been told that's been good? I hate this.
we'll skip that.
Someone said that I was kind of, they liked that I was pretty natural in how I did something. Like it seemed like I had a natural way of just acting, rather than being super like, oh, now here's where I'm gonna act. Like it's more like, yeah, you just seemed, everything was very, you know, like, oh yeah, it's kind of normal, I guess. I don't know. Like, so the idea of being a natural actor has been brought every now and again. So I'm like, cool. At least from the two people I've heard that from. I've heard that bit, so I kind of take that for what it's worth. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll keep being natural.
Is there either like a specific part that you're like, yeah, I'd be great at that, and that can be like theater or film. Like if you want to be like, oh, this part in this movie. Like, is there something that you would like absolutely wish that you'd done or wish that you could do a version of that character, just to kind of like see what your kind of dream roles would be?
And I don't know if I have a dream role. I don't know. Like I've wanted to work on different Shakespeare plays. If one could be filmed, goodness gracious, would I love that. But like, isn't like, yeah, I think. Other than that, man, I feel like every other role I've just kind of been, like, I've been like, I can do that. I think I can do that, but I just don't know if I have the role where I feel like that's exactly me. That's exactly what I'm. That's exactly that speaks to me the most. I'm just kind of like, no, yeah, I think I can do that, and yeah. So I can't think of anything specific off the top of my head, but I'm sure it's there. This will end, and I'll be like, that's what I could have said. That's exactly what it is. I'll watch a TV show and I'll be like, that's the one. Like, I don't know, whatever. Yeah,
I
feel like.
The thing is, I do this and I don't think I have answers to these questions myself. I'm just mean. I just put them forward. It's like, what can I do? Like,
you know what? No, keep doing it. Yeah, because it's a good question. Yeah, it's a good question. But yeah, honestly, because also the thing for me is that I've always wanted to not try and pigeonhole myself with anything. Like, yeah. I've always felt like I'm like, even if it's something like, I don't know if I could do that, but I kind of want to attempt to do that. Like, it'll be something, yeah, it'll be like, oh, this person's supposed to be super tough, or like, you know, and some people don't think of me in that way at all. Like, so like, for whatever reason, but like, so it's like, as in someone, or someone mean, and so like, they're like, nah, he can do that. But so like that almost makes me think like, oh no, I want to do someone mean. I want to do someone who's like who's a villain.
So do you have more fun when you're playing characters that are nothing like you, or do you find it easier when the character's got something that you share? I mean, obviously physically you can't do anything, but I mean in terms of like personality.
I like the idea of transforming into something. I don't to just do me is fine. Like I think that's cool. Like especially if it's written well, where I'm just like, yeah, of course, I'll do that. You kind of ease into the character, I guess, a little bit more. But I like the idea of being able to go, I don't know this yet. Let me look into this a little bit more. Let me kind of, if it means having to change my voice, if it means having to change the way I walk and the way I would normally do things. I love the idea of then figuring that out and then being able to take, you know, go in the process of just changing whatever needs to be changed about me. So yeah, the idea of like of doing taking on a role where it's nothing like me is a big thing for me to want to do, like more than playing myself.
Yeah. Just I'll ask you this one and then we can kind of end it because I think it's a good one. Well, depending on what you said, I don't know. So you say you're doing some writing now. Are you thinking to like write something for yourself to be in, or are you thinking to write something that you would make, or like is it just completely separate? You're just writing to be creative. Is this like writing to act, or is it writing to direct, or is it just writing to be creative? Like what's kind of the impetus for that?
There's some stuff where I felt, in fact, I think most of the stuff that I've written are things that I'm like, I'd rather have someone else play it. Like for whatever reason, I don't know why, but I'm always like, I could, but I'm like, nah, I'd rather someone else play this and write just as a cat, as just whoever this character is supposed to be.
Would you want to direct it, or would you just completely hand it over and like want somebody else to produce your?
I'd want to direct it. Like there's some stuff where it's so specific that I'm like, I want to be able to properly like actually say this is what it is. And you know, like, cause you know, there's some stuff that I feel like that I personally know what that is. So I'd rather like be able to direct it. So hopefully that happens. We'll see.
But, I mean, is that theater or film, or what is it?
There's some film stuff where that's the format that I'd want to direct something. Directing, I would not direct as theater. That's just a very specific discipline. Both film is difficult. Theater, I think, is specific where like
it's definitely a different job, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very different in how you would direct someone in theater. I would need way more experience in my personal thing. Film wise, I feel like I've been on set enough times where I can at least get a lot closer to certain things that I can. I have more confidence in being able to do that than I would have to do theater. So yeah, directing, yes, my own stuff.
So when do you think we're going to see like the first short directed by you? I'm just trying to put some pressure on you, you know, like put you on the spot, you know, like release it for all your fans.
Yeah, no, my fans. No, yeah, it's a no. I would put a goal on the fact that hopefully especially in the next year that I would have actually made something that I directed. That's my goal. I would not want to labor on it much longer. I feel like I need to do something like as in directing wise, in terms of directing something I wrote. I would want to be able to do that sooner rather than later. That's my thing.
Yeah, it's funny. Like I think like a lot of people have this same thing. They kind of have like their one main branch in filmmaking or whatever, but there's this other bit that they want to do, and it's like, you know, it's like writing, yeah, director and acting or whatever, and it's just, and then it's like, I don't know, it's like the itch kind of gets bigger somehow, so you want to get involved in more of the, yeah, other things too.
Yeah, it's I feel like it's, yeah, it's just, it seems like a natural thing that all of a sudden, you know, when you get to see different types of jobs, you know, there's just always an inclination to kind of think,
yeah,
oh, there's this thing and there's that thing and that's also a good job. Like a lot of it happens. Well, you know, I mean, it happens a lot where it's just you act and then you want to write, you write, then you want to direct. It just feels like it's a natural kind of thing that you end up doing. And some people, some people want to be like casting people, like want to be a casting director or whatever it is from having acted. You know, there's a lot of things people want to produce. I think it's just a natural thing that you just end up looking at, just because you would love films in general. You're always looking at other jobs anyway, and being able to appreciate it. So it seems to work for the best for some people.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
is there any like last thing you want to promote or anything before we end it up, or are we good?
sorry, we're done. No.
Awesome. No. Well, you know, we've got the thing. People know who you are. They've got your Twitter. They can look you up. It's been good catching up with you.
Just yeah. Twitter, Mike_Meunda, Instagram Michael_Meunda, all in one. Yeah. You know, you can look at Richard instead. Just follow him.
I'll just have to tag you and everything, and then they can find you through that. Yeah. All right. Thanks for doing this for me, and it's been really good catching up with you as well.
Nah, it's good to catch up with you, man.